With today's Western New York Conversations About Race, I'm Thomas O'Neill White. All week long, we are sitting people of color down with those who aren't to talk of the issues of the day. Still to come this week, we'll hear from educators, but today, to clergymen. Reverend Matthew Lincoln is the rector at Trinity Episcopal Church in Buffalo. He talks with Reverend Kinzer Pointer Jr. of Liberty Missionary Baptist Church.
I will tell you, it is a problem. We are segregated on Sunday morning out of habit, more so than anything else. In the Deep South, where my family came from, the church was the one place where a black man could have his dignity intact.
I think I share Kinzer's ideal, the difficulty that different Christians have worshiping together exposes a way in which we fall far short of our calling to be one in Christ.
But I would tell you that for us who are disciples, it's a shameful display. If Jesus were here, he would scold us. And I suggest that he might even fashion the same switches that he fashioned to clear the temple. The only distinction I knew about race as a child growing up was how to identify three friends who were named Jeffrey. I had a friend named Jeffrey who happened to be African-American. I had a friend named Jeffrey who was of Irish descent. And then I had a friend named Jeffrey who went to worship on Friday night because he was a Jew. Whenever one of them would come to the door, my mom would say, "Jeffrey is here." And I would holler, "Which one?" And she would never dignify it. I told her, I said, "Ma, you got to tell me which Jeffrey is at the door." She said, "You boys can have whatever conversation you want among yourselves, but you're not going to pull me into that. Jeffrey is Jeffrey, whichever one it is."
I was born in St. Louis, but we moved to Chicago when I was 5 years old, and I lived in the neighborhood called Hyde Park. It's a neighborhood that prided itself when I was a kid with a rather bitter joke. It was the neighborhood where blacks and whites stood shoulder to shoulder to keep out the poor. One of the things that became very meaningful to me when I was about 10 years old was that I got to get out of music class because I was an instrumental student, and there were some other kids who were also bored and becoming a discipline problem in music class, and a music teacher who had some free time took us and let us start a little jazz combo. It was a racially integrated group of boys, and then puberty hit, and you know, we still played together a little bit, but it got more and more kind of tense as the black kids got to be more friendly with other black kids and the white kids got to be more friendly with other white kids. It was heartbreaking and it felt inevitable. It felt like there was nothing we could do to stop the tide.
White privilege is the inherent positioning that comes merely based on phenotypical qualities. There's no meritocracy involved.
I really am ashamed about, as a white Christian, I have been in many conversations with other members of my church who have said, "Oh, we really need to do something to integrate this congregation. We really need to be more welcoming." And as we talk, it becomes clear that they think it would be great if other people would come and worship with us the way we worship.
There is a expression used amongst my elders when I was a child that summed it up in a few words. If you're white, you're right. And the expression was facetious because in a lot of instances, the persons that were being ridiculed were anything but right. But because they were white, there were not usually consequences to whatever actions they were taking.
We need to do exactly what Kinzer said with our hearts. Commit ourselves to one another, commit ourselves to being in community with each other in ways that require us to build new relationships with people that we don't know yet, assuming the best about each other and assuming that our prosperity together is going to be greater than the prosperity that that one group can build for itself on the back of the other group.
Matthew Lincoln in conversation with Kinzer Pointer. Tomorrow, we'll bring you a conversation with two business people, Stephen Tucker and Paul Vukelic, and extended versions of all our earlier Western New York conversations about race are online at WBFO.org. If you'd like to be part of a future conversation, send an email to news@WBFO.org with the subject line race. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.